Let's give a little background for this sif and for a few other the halachas. Really, the halachas that we're going really the sugya is really the sugya is the sugya in Simen Tzadi Hey. We're in Simen Tzadi Dalet. But I want to give some background because it keeps on coming up, and I think the Olam needs to understand it a little bit better, the whole concept. So that's why I brought out the sugya here, and maybe we'll have to learn it again once or twice. But the sugya is in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, and it's the sugya of Not Bar Not. Okay. So we've been saying the whole time, if you have a piece of chazir and you cook that chazir in a pot, that pot becomes treif because it has the flavor of the chazir in it. If then you go ahead and use that pot to cook a potato, that potato is treif. Now, why is a potato treif? It wasn't cooked with chazir. So the answer is the flavor went from the chazir into the pot, from the pot back into the potato. So even though it's a second level flavor, but the flavor lasts forever. Okay? But when it comes to basa b'chalav, it's not like that. Chazal say over here, itmar, dogim sha'alu b'ka'ara. So you have fish that you put onto a fleshik plate. So what's the fish on a fleshik plate? The meat went from the meat to the plate, and now it's coming from the plate back into the fish. And now you want to know if you can eat that fish with the cheese.
Oh, so it's not...
We're not talking about the fish with the meat. We're not talking about that. No. The shayla is, can you eat the fish with milk? So Rav Amar also lo echlam bekutach. Rav says you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Why? Not the point. You're not allowed to eat it with fish, with milk.
Well, if it wasn't hot, then
how? No, it was hot when you put it onto the fleshik plate. No, it was hot when you put it onto the fleshik plate. But now you're eating it with cheese. Now you just want to put the lox onto the cream cheese. That's it. Right? Well, right. But, so Shmuel Amar Mutar Lo Echlam B'Kutach. Shmuel says it's permitted. The question is, why in the world would Shmuel say it's permitted? You cook this fish in a fleshika pot, or you put it onto a fleshika plate. So that means that the fish has in it fleshik flavor. So why are you allowed to eat it with cheese now? So he says, Rav Amar Aser Tamhu. Rav says it's also because there's Tam here. Just Tam, it's also, period. Right? Now, Shmuel Omar Mutar Noisin Tam Bar Noisin Tamu, which is called Not Bar Not. We've been using that term quite frequently. It's Noisin Tam Bar Noisin Tam. It's a second level flavor. Why is it a second level flavor? Because again, the flavor went from the meat to the plate, and then from the plate into the fish. So the flavor that's in the fish is much weak. It's too weak already. It's a very weak flavor. It's a shvachatam. It's a not bar not. It's a second level flavor. Not bar not, according to Shmuel, is mutter to eat with the other men, with milk, okay? So the point of this Gemara is it's a weaker flavor.
So we recognize that there is some action happening, but it's not enough to...
Right, right. And we'll see in Simen Tzadi Hey, all the pratim exactly. You know, you cooked your pasta in a milchik pot, now you want to use the leftover from spaghetti and meatballs. All that stuff, we're going to get to the details. But I'm just giving the fundamental principle. Okay? So now, where does it come into what we're learning now in Tzadi Dalet? From the Tosfos over here on Kuf Yud Beis. If you learn, turn the page to the Tosfos on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos wants to know like this. And again, this is also a whole long sif and a whole long shmooze in Simen Tzadi Hey, which we have to get into the Pratim. But without that, it's like this. The Ka'ara is... Shemishtam shemin ben basar. You see where I put the brackets in the Tosfos there? Ka'aroi shemishtam shemin ben basar. Shehutchu b'machvas shel cholov. Okay, you made a big boo-boo over here. You had, in those days, how'd they wash dishes? They didn't have sink. So you would fill up what we would call a shissel. We'd fill up a big basin with hot water. And you would put the dishes in the basin. In the ka'ara, let's call it. Now you had different ones for fleshiks and different ones for milchiks. So you had a big milchik shissel, a big milchik ka'ara. You filled it up with hot water, and you dumped all the fleshik dishes in there. Okay, now to wash them off. So ushneim b'nei yoyman, the milchik ka'ara was used with milk within the last 24 hours. Right, so yesh lesser afilu im noimar lav davka alo afilu nisbashu. Why davik kisak and shon iskanel vafilu ain shamnunis. Oh, this is what I want to find. Vafilu ain shamnunis ben. Even if they're both clean, the dairy ka'ara, the dairy bowl is clean, and even the fleshik knives were also clean. There was no fleshiks on them. What happens? You use it for your steak, kishmak hot steak, but then you also use it for your to cut your vegetables. And by the time you finished this meal, the knife had no more grease really on it. It was used for fleshik, but had no more grease on it. And then you dumped it into the milchik shisel. So now you have a milchik bowl, which has a lot of fresh milchik dairy flavor in there. You have a fleshik knife that has a lot of fresh fleshik flavor in there. And they're both sitting, and there's this hot water that's the conduit between them. Is that, does anything, is there any problem here? Is there any problem here? So it sounds like there's a lot of problems. Now, the reason why one could argue that there's no problem whatsoever, why is this toisus in this sugya? Because the water is a not bar not. Well, it can't kasher because it's not roischem. It's not, yeah, but it's yatzaled this boy, but it's not roischem. So the water is not bar not, right? Because the water of in the ka'ara means that the milk went from the milk into the bowl, for breakfast. Now when it's coming out into the water, it's tam sheni, it's not bar not. The knife, the steak, the flavor of the steak went from the steak into the knife, and now it went out into the water, it's not bar not. So not bar not plus not bar not is fine, maybe. Because think about it, that water, let's say you took this fleshig water that you washed your knife with. We learned before, technically, if you would then go ahead and make that water into a coffee and put milk in, it's fine. Maybe, whatever. Right? Because we said that it's tam sheni. So one could argue that really it's not bar not plus not bar not. There's no real problem. So he says no. The water is treif, the knife is treif, and the bowl is treif. Everything's gone. The question is why? Now that we know a little bit about not bar not, it's the opposite. It's shver. Why? So he says two pshatim. Why? Okay. Now this that I'm saying, I'm makdim this now because the first time we're saying it, and you're not going to get it. So we're going to like say this over many times because by the time you get to Tzadi Hei, you have to know this like cold. So he says two reasons why. He says like this: Afilu ein sham nunis bein. Even if there's no dirt of meat, aser. Da ka'arois noigois b'machvas v'niflat tam mizeloze v'havitam sheni be'iser. Okay. Let me explain this one. The whole idea of not bar not is that the flavor has to get weakened, and once the flavor is weak, it's a very weak level flavor, you cannot make that into something, you can't turn it into basa b'chalav, you can't turn it into anything. But if you can chop it before it got weak, or it comes out and asers right away, so then it's a problem. So he says, what happens over here is that the flavor, it's not the pshat that the flavor goes from the bowl to the water, and then the flavor goes from the knife to the water, and then the water has in it all this not bar not flavor. What happens is that the knife and the milchik bowl are touching, the sink, call it, right? The milchik sink and the fleshik knife, they're actually touching. So the flavor is going straight from the knife into the spoon, and from the knife to the bowl, and straight from the bowl into the knife. So there's no tam shady. Yeah, we're talking about the knife, correct.
In the water,
we're No. It's sitting on the bowl. So the knife is touching the bowl.
Yeah, but in the water.
But there's a medium.
There's a medium there, but it's not going through there.
It's they're both in
what
the
would
water.
Be if there was no water in the bowl?
No, there's no water in the bowl, then there's no problem.
Second, if it's only because it's touching, so if I have a bowl on this side and the knife on this side, then they're not touching.
That's Tois is saying. According to this Teretz, Tois is saying it's fine if they're not touching.
You have to figure out which one is touching.
You have to know what's touching what. Fine. But theoretically speaking, probably all the dishes are touching all the part, touching the sink. And therefore, no, this is when it's hot water. It has to be hot water.
Can the knife touch the spoon, touch the
thing? No.
They both have to be giving off to each other.
It has to be going straight from the milchik to the fleshik. And then the flavor is coming straight. It's a potent milchik flavor going straight to the knife. It didn't get weakened in the water. And then it goes straight, the potent meat flavor is going straight from the knife into the bowl. You have full basa b'chalav, according to Tosfos. Okay? Now, once the knife and the bowl are both treif, the water is also treif. Because there's no not by not on treif. There's only not by not in milchik or fleshik, but not on treif. That's the first teretz of Tosis. This is called the teretz number one, is that they touch. Menashe is saying, obviously, according to this teretz, if they don't touch, there's no problem. Now, the second teretz of Tosis is very lumdish over here. Okay? If you know a good shadchan, let him know about this teretz. The teretz is like this. V'oid. Where is the teretz? V'oid. V'oid. Second teretz of Tosis. The loy dami klal ledogam sha'alu bakar. This has no shaykhis to the sugya of not by not. Why? The ha kishatam sheni shel basar v'shel chalav nichnas b'mayim miyad nesru ha'mayim v'choizin v'oysin ha'ka'arois v'amachavas. What happens like this? What happens is that the meat flavor that comes out of the knife goes into the water. The meat, the milk flavor that's in this bowl goes out into the water, and before they get before it has time to get diluted in the water, they actually meet up. The two flavors meet up in the water and osir each other, and they never got weakened from the water. So now, basically, these molecules of flavor are floating around. They're like, I don't want to get weak. I don't want to get weak. Before they get weakened from the water, they find their shidduch. They find the meat flavor, and the meat flavor and the milk flavor get together and become asr before they got weakened from the water.
So this is a more chamor reason to
yeah, now according to this, the nafkamina is, and if they're not touching, then the asr in the water. Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying this is because this is the first into two Tirutim Taisis. There's a whole sim in Sari Hesif Gimel, and this, by the way, this whole Taisis is the whole foundation of dishwashers. Obviously, right? Because the whole thing, if you put a dish, you ran in your milchik dishwasher a load of fleishiks, so what's the problem? Is this sugya? Okay?
So if the water is the medium, doesn't it have to be ricin?
It has to be yatzeletas. Yeah.
According to this, does this mean that there's no pagam that's happening to the flavor ever?
I mean, only after it settles. So if everything's binyamo. Yeah. No, if everything has to be binyamo. Now, the thing is like this. Keep in mind, if let's say you took this milchic water, then you poured it out into a plastic bowl, then you wash the fleshic dishes, it's fine. Because at that point, the water, the milchic flavor, the dairy flavor from the bowl settled in the water already. It's not barnat. Then you go ahead and wash fleshic dishes in there. The flesh of dishes can't become trafe. Nothing becomes trafe.
If you did one, you washed one, then you washed the other.
Right, or let's say you had a power of bowl that you washed milchic dishes in, you took out all the milchic dishes, assuming there's no actual milk, and then you went ahead and washed the flesh of dishes would be fine also. It's only when they're both meeting at the same time, according to this answer of Tosfos. Okay? Now, there's a big nafkamina, l'chaira, and this is going to be the teretz to a shver shach we're about to learn. If we get there, but this is all the background information, okay? So again, this is just a concept we keep on saying: not bar not, not bar not, not bar not. So the major nafkamina the Prima Gadim says between the two tirutim of Tosfos, the major nafkamina is like this: what happens if you have a big shissel of milchik, a big milchik bowl filled with water, all the water is milchik, gvaldik. Then you have a fleshik spoon. That fleshik spoon. There's more than 60 in the water against the spoon. Okay, so there's a lot of water, and there's more than 60 times the spoon in the water. So it says the Prima Gadim, this is an afkamina between the two tirutzim, l'chaira. According to the second answer of Tosfos, so l'chaira, everything should be fine. Because what's the whole iser? Is that this milchik, this fleshik flavor, and this milchik flavor are looking for the shidduch, and they find each other in the water. Wow, amazing! Fine, so good. But this milk, this fleshik flavor that came out of this of that steak knife is bottle in the water. It doesn't exist. The second it comes out, it's bottle b'shishin. So the milchik guy doesn't have his shidduch, so he just becomes not par not. There's no problem, because if there's more than 60 in the water against the knife. It's not a problem. According to this answer.
Isn't that the case we're always dealing with? There's always 60 more?
No, we're talking about when there's less than 60. But if there's more than 60, it's a problem. What?
Isn't that small?
It's a very small.
It's a pretty small
car. You don't have water you're washing in.
Well, you filled up a bowl and you dipped everything and you soaked everything in the bowl. And also, let's say you have a bit, that's with one knife. Let's say you had plates and pots. And See, if you have 60 times, it will be mutter. But according to the first answer of Tosfos, who cares if there's 60 in the water? The bottom line is that the knife is touching the bowl, and the flavor goes straight from the bowl to the knife, from the knife to the bowl. So it shouldn't matter that surrounding this whole incident there's a lot of water. The point is not the water. The flavor is not even going into the water. If the flavor would go into the water, it would become not by not. So obviously the flavor is not even going in the water. The flavor went straight into the bowl and straight into the knife. So even if there's 60, it won't matter. So there's a major nafkamina between these two tirutzim of Tosfos. Right, the nafkamina is going to be if there's 60 times. Okay, that is a shtickle of the background over here to understand, to get a little bit of a havana of what we're going to learn. We're going to come back to it many times in the next few seifim, in the next few simanim. Okay, but that's the Tosfos with the two tirutzim. Now let's see the machaber siman tzadi dalet tziv gimel. Okay, so it says like this. And the Shulchan Aruch's over there. Im yesh shishim levatel hakaf. Okay, so the whole siman tzadi dalet is talking about one thing. It's talking about when you dip a milchik spoon into a fleishika pot. Okay, kaf cheleves into a fleishika pot. So im yesh shishim levatel hakaf. Okay, yeah, you're cooking your chicken soup, and then you dipped. You stirred it with a spoon. So last time we were talking about you dipped it twice, you put the spoon in twice, how many times do you have to mevatel it? Fine. You put the spoon in once, you call up the rabbi. What does the rav ask you? How big was the spoon? Or how much of the spoon went into the soup? How big was it? There's shishim in the soup, kineged the spoon. So what's the halacha? If there's shishim in the soup against the spoon. Now this is, don't confuse this with what we just talked about. We were talking about when, it's not a chicken soup, it's water. It's just a question, is it a milchik bowl? But here's the actual chicken soup with the fleishik, with the milchik spoon. So there's 60 in the water in the chicken soup. There's 60 in the chicken against the spoon. So the chicken soup is?
Kosher.
Fine. The pot?
Kosher.
It's kosher. What about the spoon? So, im yeshishim levatel hakaf, hakdera v'atavshil mutarim. The pot and the tavshil are mutar. Aval hakaf, but the spoon, asura. The spoon is aser. Beinim basar, beinim chalav. It's aser with basar or with chalav. Now that lashon is pretty misleading, because it's not aser only with basar and with chalav. It's aser even for parv, because it's a trade spoon, which the Shach and Tzivkotin speaks out. B'chein afilim shar dvarim, the hakaf nasa nevela. Okay? So you have to know, why did the Mechaber choose this funny language? But that's what he says. Okay? So this is always, normally what happens is, people in this type of incident, when they mix the, they're making some sort of food, and they ask the shayla, normally what they say is, oh no, I already threw out the soup, I just want to know what the halacha with the spoon is, right? So he said, no, the problem is the spoon, the soup is fine. That's normally... B'derech Ha'olam is, they're like, oh, no, don't worry about the food, I already threw it out, you know, like, Rabbi, I'm good. So, 90% of the time, the food is not a problem.
Lesson number one, the kashrus, don't throw it out till you talk all the rest.
Right. And then you know, you put your spoon up there until Pesach, and then you forget to kasher them, and then you have your piles of stuff that's meant to kasher for the next, you know, couple years sitting up there on top of the fridge. So, fine, but that's the halacha. Beinim chalav alfishi blua mi basar b'chalav v'afil b'di'eved oiseres im chazu v'tachvua beinim basar. If you took that spoon now and made eggs with it, it's treif. That spoon is flat out treif. Period. Because it was a milchik spoon that you used for inside a chicken soup. So now it's treif. We're talking about that it was used for milchiks within the last 24 hours. If it was not used for milchiks within the last 24 hours, it's not so treif. You can't use it for milchiks because it has fleishiks in it. Can't use it for fleishiks because it has milchiks in it. But it doesn't have treif in it. Because since the milchik was more than 24 hours old, it never became basa b'chalav. So it technically is not treif. Technically, you could use that spoon for parv. If the milk was old. But we're talking about here, the milk was fresh, so now it becomes mamash basa b'chalav, and therefore, you can't even use it for parv. That's what the Tashach adds.
Using for par of cold?
Par of hot even, technically.
So you can have a soup, a vegetable soup in a fleshy pot. You can use this messed up spoon to eat?
In a par of pot?
Yeah, no.
Which messed up spoon?
This dairy spoon that you dipped into.
Not this one, but the one from last week.
Okay.
This one you can't, because this one is talking about that the milk was used within 24 hours and then put into the chicken soup. So now it's a treif spoon. You can't use it for anything. But if there was a milk spoon that was used only for milk more than 24 hours ago, and then you did this, then it doesn't have basa b'cholov in it, technically, this spoon, because the milk never became basa b'cholov. Okay? Now, this spoon, everything goes with 24 hours, right? So let's just give a case. Okay? This spoon was used to fry your milchik eggs at 9 a.m. Okay? Then you went home for lunch, and there's a nice chicken soup cooking, and you took that same spoon, and you mixed up the chicken soup. Fine? That was a 12. So now, 9 a.m. became milchik, 12 p.m. became basa b'cholov. Chicken is fine, the soup is fine, the pot is fine, the spoon is done. You again made the same mistake you made after breakfast, and you left it on the counter. And then, next morning you're running late, and you made your eggs again, but this time you decide, I'm making a pair of eggs. I'm making milchik eggs anymore. 10 a.m. the next morning, you use it for a pair of eggs. So is that a problem? Are the eggs treif now? It became basa b'cholov at 12, right? So it's still within 24 hours of when it became basa b'cholov.
Yeah, except shishim or no shishim?
No shishim.
So does it go after the first one or the second
right?
one?
Right, but now let's make a cheshbon. If you would use this spoon at 1 p.m. for lunch, you're not allowed to, but it's b'dievet okay because it's after 24 hours of when it was used for the basa b'cholov. Right? If it's after 24 hours of when it was used for the basa b'cholov, that's fine. That's what the Mechaber says here. Kol zman shi bas yoyma. It asers kol zman it's bas yoyma. Frek the Shach, when does the Bas Yoyma start? How do you cheshbon this? When is the Bas Yoyma, right? Remember, it became milchik at 9 a.m. It became treif at 12 p.m. Now you used it the next morning at 10 a.m., which is within 24 hours of when it became treif, but after 24 hours of the last milchik use. So look at the Shach in Yud. So the Shach says, it's the Shach in Yud. So the Shach says, "Kol zman shu bas yoma pirsh mishas atchiva." You go by when it became treif, when you dumped it into the chicken soup. Afilu ena bas yoma, even if it's after 24 hours, mishas shabisha b'cholov. Even if it's after 24 hours of the milchik, like in our case, right? It's 10 a.m. They're using it the next day for the power of eggs. So it's after 24 hours of the milchik use, but it's within 24 hours of the treif when it became treif. Since it was within 20, it was at the time it became treif, the milchik was fresh, so now it's a fresh basar b'chalav. As long as it's within 24 hours of when it was dipped into the soup. This is pashut. Okay? Now, it's like when someone tells you, I'll tell you the truth. Yeah. Uh-oh, what are you hiding? Right? Yeah. Well, if you weren't telling me the truth, what would you be telling me?
I have to be honest with you.
You're like, okay, you know. So something bad is coming. So when the Shach says Pashadu, Zakta B'Kiveger love Pashadu. No. This is not Pashad at all. Right? And so Rabbi Kiveger here says L'chayra love Pashad. And this is not Pashad B'Chlal. This is Gevaldika Rabbi Kiveger. Okay? So what happened? So you have, again, right, 9 a.m. Sunday morning, you made your eggs with cheese. 1 p.m., you dipped that spoon into the chicken soup. Became basa b'chalav of the spoon. Next day, 10 a.m., you use that spoon for a pair of eggs now. Are the eggs treif? So Dr. Shach, yes, because they're still within 24 hours of when it became basa b'chalav. So Dr. B'Kiveger, no. Why? So it goes back to what we've been saying for a while, that when you say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, right, that the whole mixture becomes treif, so the whole mixture becoming treif is only as powerful as, what's the expression? The link is only as strong as its weakest link.
The chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
The chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So the kanan is only as strong as the iser that was placed into it. Okay, so you can never become stronger than the iser, than the davar iser. So like we said, if you would have right, so zokta b'kivegar, this is kanan. The spoon, all the meat blias, all the meat flavor in the spoon are. All the milk flavor in the spoon and the meat flavor, and everything's treif. I got it. But Lemaisa, what's the foundation of the treif? The foundation of the problem is the milk that was there originally. That milk went in at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. By 9 a.m. Monday morning, that milk that's in the basar b'chalav is already pogum. Is already doesn't taste good. So that takes out the koyach of the basar b'chalav. And the basar b'chalav now cannot live on without the milk, because the milk doesn't taste good anymore. So since the milk shaboy doesn't taste good, then now the basar b'chalav mixture does not have its potency, and it loses its koyach to aser. Once the 24 hours passes from the milk use, not the about 24 hours from the meat use. So what is the, that makes a lot of sense, right? So what was the, what do we always say from the, how do we explain basar b'chalav kanan? We said it's like shatnez. Wool is amazing. No problem. Linen, skivaldic. Put them together, bam, all of a sudden explosive. The whole beged becomes usser. And you don't say, well, where's the isser? On this thread or that thread? The whole thing is usser. So every part of it. So you have a whole entire suit, and you have a thread of wool. You're over just on the thread of wool. If there's a whole linen suit, you're over on the whole suit. You're over on the whole suit. So it's not one thread is usser. But guess what? Let's say you pull out the wool thread. The whole beged becomes mutter now. So Zakta Shach, you took out the milk. So Enechanami, it's not that milk is usher or the meat is usher. The whole thing is usher, but if you take out the milk, because the milk became pogum now, so the whole, but Zakta Shach, the Shach argues on that. The Shach holds that, no, it's not a good mushel to the Shatnez, because once it became explosive, it's done. It's a new thing called basar b'chalav. And now you don't say, well, the meat is no good. The mixture became a problem. There's no more ein anesar on basar b'chalav.
In other words, you can't just pull out the string.
What?
Why doesn't Shabbos say you don't say that?
It's not a good muscle. What should I tell you?
Shatnez is a sewn article. This is a combustion.
It got. This is Lemaisa. The right. Because what happens is.
Right.
In other words, once that would be true, maybe by a potato that got chazir flavor, but by basar b'chalav, you don't say that because by basar b'chalav, it's a new chefta that the Torah asked it already. It's history.
It's called basar b'chalav. It's
right.
So now
it's
like
trait,
a chemical reaction.
And now it goes on to live beyond the zman of the chalav itself. So this is a major machlokes from Kiveger and the Shach over here. And they both hold its poshut.
It probably right? carries through on a lot of things.
What?
Probably carries through
it does.
On a lot of things.
Right, it carries through a whole bunch of things. It could be negeh also. Let's say what happened. The other case that there would be a machlokes here is what happens if the meat is very fatty, but the milk is not. Let's say skim milk. I don't know. So what? Now we know that fatty things can travel further. The flavor of fatty stuff goes further than the flavor of non-fatty stuff. So if you have a piece of basar b'chalav, you have this fatty piece of meat that got ossered from skim milk, and then you put it on top of you put this boiling hot steak, amazing, whatever, treif, basar b'chalav steak that has this pathetic, skim milk in it. And you put that on top of, a big piece of potato, whatever, right? So how much would that become usher?
The entire thing.
What?
The entire thing.
But if you go by the milk won't go through the whole meat into the potatoes because it's kachush. But the shomein does. So according to the Shach,
the
it won't
suck in the oil on top.
There's a lot of it's telling a few things, right? Maybe the fact that it became it's mefatimit. Fine, but I'm saying technically, I'm just giving an example where there could be a machlokes between Rebbe Kiveger and the Shach. That the Shach would say, you go by the meat. If the meat travels, the treif meat. I don't care if the milk is there anymore. Doesn't matter.
Right.
You go by. But Rebbe Kiveger would say you need both of them.
So the chumra and a cool of the Shach.
Well, in this case, it's right. In this case, it's a chumra. In that case, a cool. Right. Okay. So this is the This is the din over here. This is a very, very negedic din. So again, what are we talking about? We're talking about you have a fleishik chicken soup cooking. You stuck in a milchik spoon. What's the halacha? If there is no shishim, vim ain shishim zok the machaber hakol asa. If there's no shishim, everything's asa. The spoon, the soup, the pot. If there is shishim, the spoon is a problem because the fleishiks went into the spoon. But the soup and the pot is fine. Good? Okay. So, and does it, this does not come into napar napachlal because we're talking about straight up treif. Right. So why did I bring in the whole entire discussion of napar nap? To understand the shach. And we're not going to understand the shach, but we'll understand the kash on the shach at least. Okay, it's a very shver shach. The shach over here in Sivkatan Ches, the shach over here in Sivkatan Ches says the following. This case, okay, we're talking about when there's more than 60, zok the shach, l'das harav, if you go with the Raman, simin sadi hey, which is the whole sugi of not by not, afilu lahaya b'kader elamayim. What happens if this chicken soup was not a chicken soup, it was a pyre of soup?
Just the pot was
fleshy. But the pot was fleshy. So your wife made the chicken soup earlier in the day. It was ben yoimai. She poured out that chicken soup, cleaned out the pot, and now started making a pyre of soup. And then you took the milchik spoon into the pyre of soup. Now what would be the halacha? So zokt the shach, that in the first case of the mechaber, there's 60, right? So what did we say last time when there's 60? We said that the pot and the soup is fine, but the spoon is a problem. Zok the shach, that according to the Ramah, even if it would be a pyre of soup, the halacha would be the same. That if there's 60, the soup and the pot would be fine, but the spoon would be a problem. Zok the shach, afilu lohaya bakter alamayim moishar dvarim, im haya hakader abasiyoyim, as long as it was used, it was in 24 hours, v'nivla mitchila dekof pas, it was used with fleishiks, hakaf, Aser, b'hachi kaimalan. That's the halacha. The spoon would become aser. The shachs of katan ches. Zokta b'kiveger. Zetamua. I don't know if you see where b'kiveger in the shachs of katan ches. Zokta b'kiveger. Zetamua. I don't understand what he's talking about. Daha. Yesh b'mayim shishim gam laharama hakaf mutter. If there's 60, then why in the world would the spoon be aser? If there's no 60, that's what we said from Tosfos, then everything's aser, because the flavors meet up in the water, you've made that shidduch in the water, and then the water becomes treif, the spoon becomes treif, the pot becomes treif. Good. But there is 60, so then what's the problem? The spoon flavor became batel in the pot. The meat flavor went from the pot into the water, into the spoon. That's not bar not now. Because nothing became treif in the water, because there is no milchik flavor in the water. So l'chayra, what's the problem with the milchik spoon?
Pot.
I touched
the pot.
So zok the prima gadim, it must be that the shach holds like the first teretz of Tosfos. So the reason we have to learn that sugya with the Tosfos was to understand that line of the prima gadim. Okay, so you have a shach, you have the kveger's kash on the shach. Then you have the prima gadim saying, very cryptically, he says, if you wouldn't have gone through all that, look at the shach, look at the prima gadim, which is sifsei das ois ches. It's a very long prima gadim. But if you look at sifsei das ois ches,
on the next page.
Where is it? I don't have the different prints.
On the next page.
In this red one, it's... It is? Oh, it's Kuf Samach Aleph in the first column, right? Okay, in the red one, in this bright red ones, in the maroon ones, it's over there. Resh Mem Zayin. So he says, Ayin Shach, Kfar Kasavnu Betazo Zayin. Says the Prima Gadim, I already wrote somewhere else. Shehashach, that this Shach Al Karchacha, he must savor, he must hold Tirta Aleph Shel HaToisus Chulin. He must hold like the first answer of Toisus and Chulin. Diver Maschel Hilchasa Da Taimim. That the flavor goes mikdera lakaf, goes from the pot to the spoon, beloyim tso samayim, without water. And then he goes on the rest of the shtickle, the rest of the two columns in the shach, to prove, how does he know that the shach holds like that teretz of Tosfos, not like the other teretz of Tosfos?
I mean,
unbelievable.
Does he say they have to be touching?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's how he answers, the Prima Gadim answers the Shach. He says, you know what the problem with the spoon? Is because, you're right, that there's 60. But if the spoon touches the wall, then the flavor will go straight from the wall into the spoon. It's a problem.
Does this have a
problem. Now, this is what, again, so you have a Shach, you have a Shver, you have a Kveger, basically saying the Shach is Shver, and we have a Prima Gadim answering the Shach with the first Teretz of Tosfos. Well, it sounds nice. I can't understand. I'm just gonna leave off with this question. I don't understand this Shach, because I don't understand this Prima Gadim's answer, because if the problem is that the spoon touched the pot directly, then why wouldn't the pot be aser also? There's no 60 in the pot against the spoon. There's only 60 in the water against the spoon. But why wouldn't you say, if you're worried that they're touched, so why wouldn't, the same way that the pot is asering the spoon, why wouldn't the spoon aser the pot? I don't understand what the Prima Gadim is saying.
The
pot has 60 also? It's a big chiddush. I hear what you're saying. Right, but we weren't talking about it. We were talking about that all the water had 60 against the spoon. To just say the pot was, it could be, but then that's a new case. I hear what you're saying. Maybe that's what he said. I don't know. I don't understand. You can't say makusher, because there's no, it's not makusher with anything, because it's water inside the pot. It's not flavor in the pot. David, is this a good question?
It's
a valid question?
It's a valid question also.
I don't understand what he's saying.
The water has to be hot.
Hot. It doesn't have to be bubbling, but it has to be yatzoledes.
Yatzoledes.
No, cold water, we're good.
If
it became bubbling, then it could be you kashered it in the process.
So it became actually that, it was cold, it then turned on to yatzoledes, now we have isser, it gets to boiling, and now you're good to go, everything's back to its
color. Probably. Yeah. So I'm a shtickle at a loss over here. Now,
Are we also wondering when the knife and the bowl touch, is there, what if they land on each other, meaning there's just 2 seconds that the knife is floating down to the bowl, is that called, is it, there's some action happening to weaken the koach of the knife before it touches the bowl?
I think that it doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't know if we get so technical on that.
To your question, we're not worried. I mean, the transfer is not happening. This doesn't happen now. This is only happening when I pull it out.
That's makusher.
But then right now, it's still makusher. I don't lose the fact that it's not makusher. The bleus went direct. The bleus went direct, and it's also makusher. We only have this chasarin that the touching the pot touch and it goes directly is only once I remove it. But right now, it's in the pot. There's shishim in the whole karubis. When I
fuck
it out, then...
No, but I'm saying, so why is the blia... So what's the difference between the pot and the spoon? Eventually you're going to take... You're saying, maybe I'm going to wait to the spoon... And the pot, I'm not going to empty out the water until it cools off.
Even if I don't, it's makusher. It always has shishim. There was never a point where it didn't have shishim.
But the spoon also has shishim. Why is the water more makusher with the pot than the spoon? The water is makusher with the spoon too.
All the chiddush of the Tosfos is that when I have these three things coming together, the blia is going through the kli... It doesn't get the kula of not barnak. But the fact is, it still has some cushion. When I pull it out, then it gets.
So I'm going to pull out the pot also eventually. You say unless what happened was I waited for it to cool down and then I poured out the water. So then there's never makusher. It could be that that's what he's saying. I don't understand why you have makusher on water. I don't understand that concept. Makusher is because the bli is, the idea is that whatever's in the pot is in the water. I don't think you have makusher on water. It's a chiddush. No, makusher normally is that whatever flavor is in the pot is also in the pot, inside the walls is in the pot. So therefore, that meat flavor is makusher with the meat flavor in the pot. But this is water, this is meat. Why are they makusher? Okay, maybe you're right. Okay, maybe that's pshat. Maybe that's pshat.
Cools down, and then you take everything out. Then everything's mutter, or no?
Right.
Yes.
But I don't know. That would be depend on this a little bit. Now let's just read the rest of the mechaber. Okay, so that's a geshmak, a shach, two of the kivegers, it's geshmak. Okay. Now, you know, we have to make sure we get one Rabbi Kiveger in, but we got two. We got our money's worth. So what do you do with this bowl now? Let's say there was no shishim, okay? Your chicken soup, no 60, you stuck your milchik spoon in, everything's within 24 hours, now we say everything's treif. Pot, spoon, soup, everything's treif. What do you do with that pot?
What's it made of?
Kosher.
Okay, before you kosher it, here's the question. Let's say the pot is not a kosherable material.
Okay.
So it's asur bana, right? Basar b'chalav is asur bana. Does that mean the bowl becomes asur bana? So the Machaber here says like this, and I'm just going to throw out the question. We'll finish it next week. But he says, hakol asur, the end of the Machaber. Hakol asur bana, everything becomes asur bana. Afilu hakadera, even the pot is asur bana. Ah, whoa, it's not so awesome, Bana. Because Mutal Lases Lasoichai Peres, Oit Soinain, which the Baragoli says also Davar Yavesh, Kivun Sheinu Nen Migufa Eser. Okay? There's a lot of problems with this Machaber, but basically what the Machaber sounds like he's saying is that it becomes Asr Bahana, but you're allowed to use it to hold fruit. Don't cook anything with that pot, it's treif. Okay? But you're allowed to use it to hold fruit. What about to have a glass of water? Oh, so now's the question. What part of the kli is asur b'ana? L'chora, you know what's asur b'ana? Is the flavor inside the pot. But the kli itself is not asur. So why can't I sell it? So the Baragoyla says, Hakar tzarch shvira. The Barahitiv. You have to break it. Why don't you break the pot? The pot itself became asur. You know what's asur? You go to the guy, and you tell the guy, I want to sell you a pot. Okay, fine. But I'm not allowed to benefit from the flavor that's inside. So don't subtract from the price all the flavor that's in there. The guy's like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, right? So it's like when you're by Mechiras Chametz with the guy. Rabbi Leifeld Zatzal would try to explain to the guy, I'm selling you the blias. It took about 15 minutes to try to explain to the guy, what in the world are you selling me? You know, now I'm also selling you the blias, right? So you go to the guy and you say, how much do you want to pay for the pot? Okay, are you including the flavor or you're not including the flavor inside? You're not getting hana from the flavor inside the pot, right? So why can't you sell it to the guy? Why can't you sell the pot to the guy? What became asr? The pot became asr ba'ana? And second of all, if the pot is asr ba'ana, so how come you're allowed to use it for cold, for to hold fruits? So it could be that the Mechaber really holds.
24 hours, why can't you sell it?
That's a good question.
He's never getting
enough from the top. Right, it's hard to understand what's going on over here exactly, okay? But what it sounds like from the Mechaber is that the Mechaber holds that the kli itself is asur b'ana. You're not allowed to sell it. You have to break the kli. However, you're allowed to put fruit in it because putting fruit in it is not called being nana from the kli. Because you could put the fruit on the counter too. It's not really called hana from the kli. To drink a cup of water, that you can't. You need a kli to drink water. So therefore, it would be called that's a taka problem. But to just put... Huh? So the Baragoyla says, Tsoinin is dafka davar yavish, of a loy davar lach, not liquids. Because the liquid, tak, it's called gang hana.
So it could be that drinking a cup of water, in other words, it's not the fact, it's not the fact that I'm just drinking water, it's the fact that there's a possibility that I'm going to get a hana from the liquids.
Sorry,
putting a fruit in there.
Is it also?
It's like
someone
using a
clee
that wasn't titled.
But you're allowed to use, right, exactly. That was my marshal yesterday. Some say you're allowed to use it to hold Paris and stuff like that. It's not really called using the clee. It's not called using the clee. Okay? Not everyone agrees with this Mechaber, this long shach and taz here. We'll have to pick that up, maybe the pratim of that. Okay? So I think we you know, tried to do some gimel here, some basics. We'll pick up next week in Mitzvah Shem. Okay? Shkoyach.
Got a lot of homework.
Yeah.